Hey, Bart, we are back at it again with a whole bunch of fun stuff, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Or I should say rabbit holes, right?
It's so far from even rabbit hole anymore.
There is a lot of weird stuff going on in the world if you actually kind of sort of look.
Yeah.
And this, I'll say, well, I mean, we've been crazy and I think we're both about to keel over from exhaustion because in between sick and busy and busy and busy and busy.
Yeah, life has just gotten too... There's too much is going on.
Mm-hmm. Because I know I had my last call with eBay and we were talking and stuff and, you know, I'm rattling off all the stuff I have to do. And he's like, well, do you take time? I'm like, well, I'm taking three days off in August. Does that count? I mean, we're going to still be working because I usually do the food prep and Ken usually cooks.
Yeah.
So, pretty much. Because right now it's looking like we're going to have, we're going to end up getting a couple campsites right now. So, it's good stuff. But, what do you say? You want to jump on in headlong?
Yeah, let's jump on in.
This is the one you found that I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, so, this showed up on my phone. Like, every now and then, I'll accidentally swipe left one extra time and wind up on the newsfeed of my phone, even though I don't plan to. And this one was the first thing that showed up because I apparently put the right settings on my phone.
That's where
I get something like this.
Though that's where I find weird stuff on mine too, because I keep swiping left, keep going left, and you never know what you find.
So, it's the headline of this article: motorized shed hits 100 miles an hour to break speed record at the Pending Sands. It reached 101. Actually, Christian, it beat its own record time, 101 miles per hour.
And the previous was 80.
Yes. The owner of the owner of the shed, Kevin Nix, said it was the only legal motorized shed in the world.
It looks like some, like, 70s camping truck or something.
It does. It really does. It looks like they just took an old van and built around it. And you didn't have a whole lot to do to build around it.
Mm-mm. Probably just took the frame and then put the thing on top of it.
Yeah, shed. It says he spent more than 13,000 pounds building this. And now it has a turbocharged 400 brake horsepower engine that's more powerful than most sports cars.
Dang.
Yeah.
Don't need to throw no turbo on that sucker. I'm trying to think, what is that TV show? It canceled and Amazon picked it up. It's the three guys that do some crazy.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of what it is, but yeah, I know exactly what show you're talking about.
They're always teasing each other, and like the one legitly crashed and burned up and like upset his wife.
Yeah.
The other two went and destroyed the other one's house. Yeah, anyways, if anybody remembers, email us. But yeah,
I watched it a couple of times. I just can't think. And I'll think of it tonight at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, same here. Because we've watched like, I think every season, especially since it came to Amazon. I could see the guys, the three of them. I think they're hilarious.
Top Gear.
Is it Top Gear? Or was it Top? Is it?
It was Top Gear. The Amazon show is different, though.
Same thing, different name.
Yeah. Yeah, because they did keep Top Gear did stay around. They just got different hosts.
They Americanized it or tried to, and no, you need the crazy Brits. Sorry, you need the three guys because they're hilarious. Because they're always fussing back and forth. But let's see what else there is in this thing of yours. Mr. Nick said it was a magical moment breaking the record at Pendine Beach. which has become synonymous with land speed attempts. Since Sir Malcolm Campbell broke the record in legendary Bluebird in the 20s. He is joined by a host of carts, three-wheelers, and the most powerful street-legal motorcycles as they hope to break the UK record of 104.5 miles an hour.
He almost made it.
Mm-hmm. Super bike racer Zeph Eisenberg will also attempt to break the land speed record in the 200-mile-an-hour barrier on the sand on a supercharged Suzuki. Hmm. Holy cow. You go down a little bit. What was this? Hold on. All right, let me go back. Let's see. Competitors have no idea what the surface is like until the tide goes out. It is just the high-end engineering that makes breaking records on Pendant sands difficult. As Pendant is a Ministry of Defense test firing site, you often end up encountering unexplosed ordnances alongside giant washed up jellyfish. that is great. Let's just go as fast as we can. Try not to hit the bombs or try not to hit the jellyfish. You'll die any either which way. But it says down here that Eisenberg survived a 230-mile-an-hour crash, breaking the land speed record for a turbine bike 18 months ago. How did he not become a jellyfish on his own? That is crazy. Like, I scripted down. I'm like, holy crap. He almost died. He survived.
Almost died. Yeah.
But he did spend 3 months in the hospital. It says, no one in history, car or bike, has ever exceeded 200 mile an hour on the sand. Well, I wonder why. If you're trying not to hit the landmines or the jellyfish, what else would wash ashore? Maybe Nessie will come visit. Good Lord. But talking about crazy things, human mini brains growing inside rat bodies are starting to integrate. This one was kind of creepy.
Yeah, And I never made it through this whole article after you sent it to me because I wasn't entirely sure what was going on. This one is way out there for some of the science we've had lately.
But you never know with science.
No.
This one is from the fall, but it says stem cell technology has advanced so much. The scientists can grow miniature version of human brains called organoids or mini brains. If you want to be cute about it in the lab, but medical enthusiasts are concerned about recent developments in this field involving the growth of these tiny brains in other animals. Those concerns are bound to become more serious after the annual meeting. Well, yeah, because if it has a human brain, is it going to be as smart as a human? Does it make it human? Makes you wonder.
Well, and you're talking about a human brain shrunk down and controlling a body that it was not grown to operate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fact that if any creature could live with such a brain in the first place would be miraculous.
And looking at this, they have. But I'm wondering if this is how we've been getting what they call the dog men or the werewolves. If they've actually moved on to other animals.
What do you mean?
You've heard the story. Well, no, have you heard the stories of the dog men or what they're called, like the werewolves? Or even some people consider them like the skinwalkers.
Yeah.
They usually, a lot of them, they're finding, well, they find the dogmen in this area, but the giant wolves and the werewolves and the skinwalkers, a lot of them are more out west. At least the stories I've heard, but a lot of them is, they've come upon two big wolves just standing there in clothes smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Just people driving down the road and you got two wolves standing there smoking cigarettes. You know, is that something like that as well? Is that where we're getting these dog men? you know, we're getting, or, you know, the hybrids where they're more human but not human.
I feel like that's something that's not, like, that's something that's picked up, a habit that's picked up, though. I couldn't see how, by doing this experiment like this, suddenly you would have that.
Well, there's been rumors of places out west where they have been doing gene splicing, which I think that this would fall almost in the same vein as that.
Oh, absolutely. But the question is, too, these are genetically grown. It's not like you're taking a human brain that has aged and then using it in a separate body.
Mm-hmm.
This is something like we don't know how to walk or talk when we're born.
Mm-hmm.
We gradually learn how to do such a thing. So that's what would make me wonder if you were to shrink down a human brain that has just been created and put it into a different creature, they might still learn to walk, but because of the physiology of the body, they might learn very well the same as that creature's brain.
Mm-hmm. Then it won't become human. It won't be speaking English or something.
Exactly, because that body is not appropriate for such an action.
Mm-hmm. Well, it might know more of. It might be able to do more in like reasoning and things.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Stuff like that it could do, but it couldn't communicate such an idea.
Right, because it's vocal. It wouldn't have the vocal cords for it.
Yeah, or it couldn't stand up and just start running on two legs. And if it did, it might not make it as far because of the dexterity of doing so.
That's like they say with Bigfoot, the same thing. You know, that goes on all fours and then runs.
The shape of Bigfoot, though, is more it's more human-like. It's more ape-like. So it mm-hmm. has that ability to do so.
Right, which a lot of people, you know, some of them say they're demons, some of them say they're spirits, others say they're animals, others say they're different tribes. I'm leaning more towards with Bigfoot that it's in between us and the apes. I think that's how it's so smart. But This is another story you and I have talked about, how it seems the past when it comes to humans, you know, our civilization has been wiped out how many times? It's, you know, we're finding stuff that's older and older and older and older. But then again, I also think time is just a modern concept anyways. This is an idol found to be 11,600 years old. It was made by the survivors of the last great ice age. It was found by peat bog diggers in 1894. It was made of a single trunk of larch wood. It had been carved into a smooth plank. It was covered with carefully engraved patterns and topped with a stylized human head. The Russian archaeologists who have examined it over the past century knew it was old, just not how old. Most thought it dated back just a couple of thousands of years. The only reason it exists is because of where it was found. The soft peat mud holds powerful whatever the properties that keeps it from decaying. So the wood was able to remain there perfectly preserved for millennia. You look at this, it's really pretty. You think on it.
Yeah. And this is pretty big to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like some pieces of the wood have broken apart.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the detail is still there.
Looks like maybe the bottom half of it came apart.
Yeah, I can definitely see there's a really long crack in one of the pieces of the wood.
Mm-hmm. But this is just I mean, crazy in a way, you know? But no, I mean, this finding stuff like this intrigues me, but it doesn't surprise me. Like, at all.
I think what's intriguing about it really is the fact that it's lasted all these years.
Well, that's why they're finding a lot of stuff in the peat bogs that are still, like, well-preserved. I mean, how many have they found in England's peat bogs or Ireland or whatever, where they found sacrificial people and they look like they're still, like, their skin's still soft and all this?
Yeah.
It's because, I think it's just because the peat bogs are just very acidic, so it doesn't decay. But looking at this, this had taken a long time to do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to hit any of the videos, but yeah, I really do. I mean, it does not surprise me because, you know, modern man looks back and thinks that, you know, we're smart and everybody else was stupid, you know, up to like, what, 100 years ago or whatever. I think it's kind of the other way around. I think in a lot of aspects, we've gone kind of dumber. I don't think we could have survived like these guys back then. But I think we're heading for another ice age anyways. With all the stuff, with all the volcanoes blowing up.
Yeah, and oh, that was just creepy. I saw seeing the photos of that.
Of what, Hawaii?
Yeah.
The drone pictures, have you, like, just watching it, just, did you see the Mustang get engulfed?
Yeah.
Dude, this is just the beginning. I really do. I think this is just the beginning. I don't know. But yeah. Maybe we are getting ready to go for another ice age. I mean, there are already... Oh yeah, you're right. This is huge. I just found the height of it. This statue originally stood 5 meters tall. So, a meter's 3 feet, right?
Yeah.
So this was, what, 15? That's basically an entire tree.
How tall was it again?
5 meters.
Well, about 16 foot.
So that would explain why the one drawing, how it's in pieces, the bottom of it came off.
Yeah.
But if you look at this, it almost looks like it had other faces. I mean, maybe it's just me.
No, it's not just you, because it looks like, further down, they start explaining, it looks like there's 8 faces on it altogether. And they're trying to figure out, are they the same person, you know, carved all different points, or are these different deities within one?
I don't know, because it's like I mean, this could be almost what you would consider like a totem or a letter or anything.
Yeah.
Like, this is family. Because looking at the drawing, it's just crazy. I mean, it's really pretty, and it's insane for it to be... Well, I can't say insane, but this doesn't surprise me. I mean, I don't know. You think we'll find more stuff? I mean, that would be interesting in itself if we would find more stuff like this.
Oh, I really expect it is just because of the recent trend of finding all of this stuff, we're going to find more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a possibility. But, you know, talking about, like, not finding the past. Okay, I hate trolls. We know this. But I still torture myself and read the stupid comments. Someone had said something else, and someone else had posted, well, you don't see anything from the Bible. You know, you can't find any of them. I obviously don't realize majority of the area the Bible is at war.
Yeah.
I highly doubt you're going to find much of anything. And if you Also,
it's a desert.
Right. And a lot of it, when people moved in, they blew it up. You know, a lot of the stuff over that way has been destroyed. The history. some of it that did survive is no longer there. You know, the different militant groups destroyed their past. Which, if you think, well, that would be another reason why we don't find stuff now. Or as much. But speaking of this one, you want to take this one?
Yeah, so, speaking of deities, this is from just a few weeks ago, actually. Did another advanced species exist on Earth before us?
And I've got so many conspiracy theories on this. It's, yeah.
Yeah, and I love how they first come up with it. They go straight to Doctor Who. And Doctor Who had it, like, down packed. Yes, there were creatures before us.
Mm-hmm.
The Silurians.
Yep. Which would be the lizard people.
Yeah. We've had an industrial society for only about 300 years, but there's been more complex life on land for nearly 4 million. Mm-hmm. So why are we saying we're the only ones that can come up with anything?
Well, I was going to say the conspiracy theory I had heard is they were a group of basically prisoners of a said species, which would be to us would be giants, that were at war and they were in living on Mars. Mars blew up, basically. They came to Earth and then they were here and then they kind of fought with us. And yeah, that's how we got the redheaded giants. That is not Bigfoot, but that's how we got the redheaded giants. Which also people consider them the half angel, half humans. But yeah.
So, okay, these two scientists, Frank and Gavin Schmidt, are climatologists. So, I mean, they've basically been looking at exactly what we were just talking about, how the Ice Age is hiding all this different stuff. They're suggesting that zeroing in on plastics and other synthetic molecules, along with radioactive fallout, can help hone in on specific things that and species that have been lost in the past. Looking at an abrupt geologic event in the past 380 million years, they conclude that none of them clearly fit a technological profile of the different things that we've found over the years. He says they were calling for more research, but studying how modern industrial chemicals are affecting the oceans, they're hoping to find more for, you know, further down.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you never know what we'll find.
No. But there's definitely more. They've proven there were dinosaurs before us. I don't care who's going to claim there isn't. There were lizards before us. Mm-hmm. There had to have been something before the lizards.
Bugs.
Yes.
Oh, no, was the bugs before or after? The giant bugs. No, it was before, wasn't it? The bugs and then the dinosaurs and then the mammals.
Yeah.
Something like that. So who knows?
And what if we're saying, you know, if there wasn't a humanoid lizard creatures living on the planet at that time, what if they evolved? What if suddenly thunder lizards started coming around and the species had to evolve to survive that? And that's how further generations of dinosaurs came around, because they evolved to outlast another species.
Mm-hmm. Well, we see that with other animals now.
Yeah.
That has changed, you know, the microevolution. They just changed just enough. What was it? There was some species that they changed their hunting to avoid poachers. Like, they would go out at night instead of during the day or something like that. But yeah. A lot of this, the past makes you wonder. I mean, that's why I like reading the stories like this. Because it's, you don't know.
No.
You don't know. But yeah, the redheaded giants, was what they're calling the Anunnaki. Until a lot of, the Native American tribes got together and killed them. Went to war. But supposedly there's still some around. But they weren't the Bigfoots. They were redheaded giants. And they ate people. And they were mostly in the here in the East Coast, like Ohio area.
Yeah.
That's why we have the Serpent Mounds and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. But here we go. Another one for the Earthers. Flat Earthers, Australia isn't real.
Yeah.
It never existed.
It just doesn't exist.
Where the hell was I for, 3 weeks? I spent 2 in Australia and 1 in New Zealand. Where the hell did I go? Like,
obviously not in Australia, because that's on the other side of a planet that isn't round. Because
I slept. Not all of us could sleep. Some of them did, but I slept. And I remember waking up when we crossed the timeline.
Yeah.
And the equator. Trust me. I lost like 24 hours going to Australia. It sucked. And I gained like a day coming home. But they don't believe it's real.
No. It said, according to this new conspiracy, Australia doesn't exist. All things you can, quote, prove are actually, they're not even written correctly. It's all things you can prove are actually well-fabricated lies and documents made by the leading governments of the world.
Australia?
They're all actors and computer-generated personas, part of the plot to trick the world.
But then what about the kangaroos we ate? It tasted like chicken. Or what about when we all sat on the fence to eat our lunch and a mama dingo came up behind us?
It obviously wasn't real.
Damn.
Apparently the initial post was a joke and has been taken down, but so many people have followed it now. That is being taken as fact.
See, you post anything on the damn internet and it shall not die.
In 2006, a post on the Flat Earth Society forum said, most of you have already been brought up, most of you have probably been brought up believing in the imaginary land called Australia. I bet many of you have even learned about it in school. I'm here to tell you the truth. The fact is that Australia doesn't exist. Everything you have ever heard about it was made up, and the pictures of it you have seen were faked by the government. I'm sure you've even talked to people on the internet who claim to be from Australia. They are really secret government agents who are surfing the internet to enforce these false beliefs.
Wow.
We are not entirely sure why the government made up an imaginary continent or why it is trying to convince the world that this continent is real, but we can tell you that we know for a fact that Australia doesn't really exist.
What about all the actors? Well, then if Australia doesn't exist, does that mean New Zealand doesn't exist?
Well, yeah, because New Zealand is part of Australia.
No, it's not.
Australia is a continent, and New Zealand is off of it.
Well, it's a different country on its own. They're both islands.
Yeah, well, Australia and New Zealand are countries, but they're part of the continent of Australia.
Don't tell the Kiwis that.
But apparently, Australia doesn't exist, so all I'm saying is completely made up.
But about all the actors that come from Australia. I guess Logan didn't come from New Zealand.
Nope.
Logan wasn't real.
Nope, he wasn't real. All those brilliant Broadway musicals, obviously they had a fake actor.
I think I have a title for our episode. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. This one is funny. Hobby Lobby selling smuggled artifacts. Open up. But I guess they returned them.
Yeah, this is not the first time they've done something like this.
No. No.
I think it was sometime when I was back in college, like just when Hobby Lobby first started showing up around here, I think. It was, they were selling what they were trying to claim to be like, oh, these are, you know, little craft baskets. And it was just like, those are not $1.50 craft baskets. Those are like things that shouldn't be allowed to go past the border.
But here, hold on. Is that what this? The corporate behind the chain of arts and craft stores. And today it was revealed that many of the items hailed from Isengrag, Sumerian city whose exact location has been long evaded historians. Hobby Lobby paid $1.6 million in 2010 for a cache of more than 5,500 artifacts, including clay tablets similar to writing slabs. Clay, not sure what that is, and cylinder seals, which were falsely labeled as tile samples. The founder of Hobby Lobby also owns one of the world's largest private collections, upwards of 40,000 objects, through some of dubious, and biblical antiquities, or however.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but, like, the picture that they have here at the top, that is not a tile sample. If a craft store tried to sell you that as a tile sample, you would get nothing from it.
Mm-mm. And he also opened a Museum of the Bible in D.C.
Yeah, I've heard about that one. I mean, it's not the one where you got the, where you walk in where it was the giant portrait of Jesus holding the baby raptor. That one's the best one.
Is that the one that's on the Noah's Ark?
I think so. But there's one, there is one, there's a creationist museum that acknowledges that Jesus rode with the dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, I love that
meme. Each one. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's this one. It would not surprise me, though.
But yeah, he's got tablets from Babylon period of 2100 to 1600 BCE. This is just crazy. Yeah, they're saying that they were most likely looted from archaeological sites in Iraq.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Which, exactly, doesn't surprise me because ISIS and some of the other ones, you know, we saw videos of them destroying, what was it, the some of the Buddha statues and things that was there.
Yeah.
They were just destroying everything. So this doesn't surprise me that some of the stuff got smuggled out and sold. I just didn't expect that large of a quantity. That's a lot. My links are being nice to me. Every time I click them, they don't want to go.
Yeah, this one's not being nice to me either.
I've got our understanding of the universe expansion is really wrong.
And that's about all I can see of this article.
The universe just got even more confusing. Last week, the biggest ever 3D map of our galaxy was released as part of the second batch of data from the European Space Agency Gaia satellite. The long-awaited data dump revealed the location and the brightness of some 1.7 billion stars in the Milky Way. Now, the first analyst of the data has crystallized our confusion about the rate at which the universe is expanding. We have two ways to determine the speed of...
Are you getting the... You have to pay to read the rest of this article?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so am I.
Bitches.
According to the article that they link to here.
It's pretty picture.
The new Gaia release says there are 1.7 billion stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, looked at 1.7 billion stars up to 8,000 light years away. Of these, 1.3 billion were bright enough for satellites to measure their distance. And 161 million were bright enough to measure their surface temperature. It says, and looking at this, while the satellite's primary purpose is to map the stars, the data also found the positions of 14,099 other solar objects, which were mostly asteroids within our own solar system.
The picture was pretty, at least what I got.
Yeah. There are also, they found that they measured the orbits of 12 dwarf galaxies that revolve around the Milky Way, and that and also had 75 clusters of stars within that. So they're hoping to use that to understand our galaxy's environment and the evolution.
Oh yeah, they got to map out the solar system, put up digs and flags. You know, so you, my land, my territory, so they, you know, intergalactic space wars. But this one I found, I thought this one was a lot older than this, but I guess not. A photographer caught a bird that caught a shark that caught a fish.
I think because similar things have happened before, no one's been able to get, no one's, you know, got such a good picture though.
Mm-hmm. It was an osprey carrying a shark carrying a fish. Since the seahawk was some distance away, the photographer initially thought he had caught an ordinary photo of a bird carrying a fish and its talons. When he zoomed in on his photos at his computer, however, he was surprised that it was actually a shark in the bird's grasp and there was a fish in the shark's mouth. The best photo I've ever taken. And the shark would be just a foot long. It's just a baby.
Yeah. But I love that the shark even had food. It was carrying food and never let that go the entire time it was caught.
I'm trying to see where it's... Well, you know what? It was probably when it was in its mouth. I bet the bird's talons went in and kind of...
Yeah.
Locked it, well, the all bird, of it down.
The bird grabbed it from underneath, it looks like. And so the fish is sort of just hanging out of the shark's mouth.
Mm-hmm. But if you look at the one picture, the talon is around its mouth. It's got it by its side, and it's got it around its mouth. So it's probably
holding... Okay, yeah, I see it there.
It's probably holding the mouth of the shark closed, which is also is holding the fish. See, work smarter, not harder. You got double food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is another one. Chalk it up to superstition. Villagers kill endangered Sumatran tiger they thought was a supernatural shapeshifter. A Sumatran tiger hangs dead and disemboweled from his ceiling in a public hall in a remote village of northern Indonesia. A photo shows a lifeless animal stripped to the... strapped to a wooden plank, dozens of villagers crowded around to see it. It is not certain exactly why the critically endangered animal was slain Sunday in a village in northern Sumatra, Indonesia, but local news reports say it had mauled at least one or two residents who had followed it to its lair to determine whether it was a mythological supernatural being. I chalk that up to suicide.
Yeah. They feared it was a shapeshifter, and when rangers would not kill it, they took matters into their own hands and killed it themselves.
The tiger was sleeping under a resident's stilt house when the people struck him repeatedly in the abdominal with a spear. So two dumbasses went to see Poke the Bear, are you real? Bear woke up and said, I'm real. I eat you. Thank you for fat. What is it? Thank you for delivery.
Yeah.
And they hunted him down and killed him. Because I know there's not many of them left. I swear, people get dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. And that's actually all the stories I got.
That was the same here.
Although, kind of not in the vein of this, but kind of the vein. I get my lovely summer cough back. Do you know the Met Gala they have in New York?
I've heard stuff about it, but I have not been able to keep up with what's going on.
All the actresses, especially, they don these insane, over the top outfits.
Yeah,
I'm flipping through, I'm looking at this and I'm looking at that. I'm looking at this and I'm like, this year is very religious.
I have noticed that. Yes.
A lot of them had.
I thought it was just coincidence.
A lot of them had the round crown around their head, whether it was done with jewelry or their hair. A lot of them were holding crosses if you actually looked. And I know the one guy from Black Panther, his entire outfit had gold crosses all over it. I'm like, that I find interesting. It was heavily beaded, which isn't unusual, but it seemed very, like, religious. I'm trying to think, did someone have wings? That could have been something else.
I know, I do think someone had wings, yes.
That wouldn't surprise me. And it wasn't a Thanagarian. Although we did watch Krypton before Ken left.
Yeah, I just caught up with it yesterday.
We're so behind on everything. All of our geek shows.
Same with me. I've still got like two or three shows that I need to catch up with before they suddenly go off the service. And I can't watch them until, you know, they come back.
Well, do you see the amount? Since we have no more stories, we can talk geeky. How many shows got canceled?
Yes, and some of them I'm very annoyed about.
Well, I guess Gotham got picked back up. And S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. got picked up again.
Yeah.
The one actor from Lethal Weapon got replaced. He got fired and replaced.
Different character, or?
I think it's going to be the same character, different actor. So instead of...
Of course it will be.
Well, the actor that played Riggs was replaced by Stifler. I'm serious. They let him go and replaced him with Stifler. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Go ahead.
So unless they just completely like give him a different character.
Yeah. I'm mad at, I'm still hoping they don't cancel Timeless. But I'm thinking it's going to happen.
I haven't heard anything about that one.
Because, well, the finale was just yesterday, which of course I fell asleep watching.
I probably won't be able to watch it until later in the week.
Yeah. But the NBC's picking up all this stuff that other stations are getting rid of. So.
I forget, was it the radio? Somewhere was talking about that. Could have been GW1 for all I know. But yeah, a lot of them are getting canceled and in. But that was what it is. The radio this morning on my way to work, they were talking about that. And they said, well, fine, you're canceling all this good stuff. You better replace it with better stuff or we're going to have reruns of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Well, apparently from what I've heard, from what my mom found out the other day, next year is the last year of Big Bang Theory.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was kind of shocked because the fact that Kaley Cuoco is leaving, like this year was her last year and they never wrote her out of the show. Mm-hmm. Then, like, they've already had their finale, so I don't know what they're going to do. But I was like, oh, this is going to be their last year. And then suddenly it's like, oh yeah, we've got another year for it.
Hmm. They'll probably just say she had a big job or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been doing it for how long? A lot.
Oh, way too long.
The actors are probably kind of tired. Especially the ones from the very beginning.
Well, and like, most, Laurie Metcalf is doing Roseanne now for some reason. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? The main character on Big Bang, he's apparently on Roseanne now regularly.
The one that played the boyfriend on Roseanne?
Yeah.
But no, what is it? Sabrina? CW didn't pick up Sabrina.
But Netflix picked it up.
Netflix. Wayward Sisters did not get picked up.
And which Netflix really got to pick that one up.
I'm thinking that there's a good chance that Netflix is going to pick that up.
That's one that Supernatural needed to end a long time ago, back, you know, like maybe two times after they initially decided to cancel it. And it doesn't need a 14th season. They could have replaced the 14th season with Wayward Sisters.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. I like that. I like the actresses that they picked. Although I was kind of sad that the one ended up dying. I kind of liked her, the seer.
Yeah.
I think she would have been an interesting mix. With the witch, the psychic, the fighter, you know, the fighters and all them. We'll see. We got to find out what's going to happen with Jack and all that anyways.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got like one or two episodes left. I think next week is the finale.
So I know the finale for Shadowhunters is coming up.
That's this week. I'm like two episodes behind.
Yeah, I'm somewhere there. I think I'm about that too. What do you say? Another rabbit hole?
Yeah, I think we've dug down a couple of different rabbit holes since ending. Which is fine with me.
We're both geeks and we both pretty much watch the same stuff. I haven't had time to really listen to a lot of the podcasts. I'm going to put music on and just go because I've just been so busy.
Yeah, I'm to the point now where I might not be able to listen to many podcasts anymore. My phone has decided that it's going to use up all the space, even though I don't download anything. Mm-hmm. I think Apple has finally figured out how to get me to buy a new phone.
That's where mine is. My problem is it doesn't want to hold a charge anymore.
Same here. In fact, it is down to 85% since starting to record when it was at 100%. I haven't used my phone the entire time we've been recording.
Well, mine's a Galaxy 5, and they've just came out with, what, the 9 or 8 or whatever?
Yeah.
Gives you an idea how old mine is. Yep. I get ready for my art shows coming up. They're coming up quickly. Very, very quickly. I'm going to make my sculpture Saturday. Hopefully it goes well. I think it will.
Oh, absolutely. It'll go well.
I just don't know what to price it, because when I drop it off, I have to price it. I'm like, I don't know. And everybody wants to see it. Although, I think if it turns out well, I'm going to enter that into a magazine for publication.
Do that, yes.
I need sleep. I'm surprised I'm doing as well as I am on 3 hours. I'm really surprised. Like two 20-minute catnaps there, pretty much. But, okay, Bert, you got to get going. I got to get going.
Yeah, so.
Another great show.
Absolutely. If anybody has any stories they'd like to tell us, and that can include the weird car that's been sitting outside my apartment building for the last 10 minutes. If you can explain what that is, let us know.
It's the Men in Black. They're trying to shut you down, Bart.
Email us at tftdpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can catch us on both Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on the Tangentbound Network, tangentboundnetwork.com. And the Weeby Geeks Network, weebygeekspc.com. Check out our TeePublic store. I haven't looked, but I guarantee there's probably a sale there right now.
Yeah, I think you got it. I think you got it all. But yeah, okay. I will catch up with you later, Bert. Everybody stay safe. Have a great week. What is it? Keep your ear to the ground, eyes to skies. Who knows what you'll see or hear? If you do, let us know, and I will catch up with you later.
I will talk to you later.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
Bye, guys.